Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sclabber Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two nice guys, no big surprise.
Aka two dudes winding it down as the pandemic comes to your town. Actually, it's the pandemic.
Leaves your town, hopefully. Leaves your town.
Hopefully, the pandemic is making its final appearances and this podcast is winding down. And this has been a real joy to do for you guys, as we said. Moving into the next phase, July, we're going to be doing a pandemic, not a pandemic, we're going to be doing our own Patreon. From pandemic to Patreon. Mm-hmm. That's a Neil Young song.
Yeah.
From pandemic to Patreon. So check that out and join it if you can. $5 a month gets you a new Cheap Seats episode that we will create for you. A brand new one. I've always wanted to do it on TV, and we're going to just kind of make our own episodes and see how they come, see how they turn out.
It'll test be a them out for you guys. See how
so
you like
it. So it's content just for you, plus content from our interviews on View from the Cheap Seats, plus some of these episodes that we'll be doing on a weekly basis. Again, look up Sklar Brothers on Patreon. Join us. $5 a month. Easy. It's a cup of coffee, and we'd love to have you.
There you go.
All right. So as the pandemic winds down, one thing that I am not pumped about, and I know you aren't either, is traffic.
No.
Dude, traffic is so back. That's one of the things as life starts to return to normal. People are out on the road a little bit more. It reminds us of how nice it was for a year and a half to not have traffic.
You can already hear like animals going back into the wild. Going,
well, that was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, we had a good time. Now it sucks.
And I saw some of that brutal traffic as I was leaving town on Friday of Memorial Day weekend. It was brutal. Awful. Leaving town. It was awful. Like seeing an old acquaintance who constantly tells you the way that common household products are trying to kill you.
Yeah.
It's like, you
I don't
want to
hear that.
I don't every
hear
time
it.
You get roped into it, you know that's going to be several hours of your time. You can't get back. You want to kill yourself several times throughout. You want to drink bleach is really what you want to do.
So people, look, traffic's back and people are up to their old tricks in the carpool
lane. Trying to sneak into the carpool lane. You just knew it was going to be a matter of time that people would be up to their old scams.
And updating their scams.
That's right. And truthfully, in this case, in this story, you got to give the guy credit.
Here
all
we
right,
go. Let's
where
get
credit
into
is due.
New York. Of course it's New York.
Well, it's a New York driver. Was ticketed Wednesday evening when police say that an officer realized he didn't have a passenger with him while driving in the carpool lane on the Long Island Expressway.
So it was New York.
There's a lot of traffic on the Long Island Expressway, yes. And people are just sitting still. You can look into their cars. Justin Kunis. You know
Justin
Kunis boy.
Justin Kunis.
20 years old. Allegedly attached a white theater mask to the passenger side headrest in an effort to make it appear like someone was sitting there.
Allegedly? Did you do it?
Was there a white theater mask on the headrest of the passenger seat next to you?
If it was affixed to the headrest, then yes, he did. There's no alleged.
Can he claim that his car was broken into and that a mask was put on without his knowing and that he drove off without knowing it? I mean, there was a guy.
Or was it maybe the 15,000 bees?
There was a guy who saw there were 15,000 bees at Costco that came to his car and he
didn't
realize it.
Maybe they affixed the mask to the passenger seat and then they left.
The allegedly is the weirdest part for me, Jay, of this whole story. So if
he
didn't
do it, who did it?
He still tried to drive in the carpool lane with it like it was someone there. So he's part of something.
It doesn't really matter who did it.
You tried to do it. I don't give a shit if somebody else did it. You tried
Your
to get in
the
carpool.
Your mom could have done it for you while you were in that, but you still were like, I can pull this off.
So the only way he has a defense here is if he actually thought that he was driving the Phantom of the Opera backed out to Woodbury.
Long Island.
Long Island. Woodmere. He looked quickly and then just kept driving, not noticing it was just a mask on the head, right? He was like, that's
normal.
But
then he still chose to go into the carpool lane.
Because he thought someone was there and just not a conversationalist.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize no one was here. I saw the mask quickly and I figured we're in the carpool lane. Best not to look that way.
Jay,
focus on the road.
If you look quickly and see an Andrew Lloyd Webber confection in your front passenger seat,
you do not ask questions.
You just drive. You get in that carpool lane and you get
there as fast as you can.
That's
you
right.
Get out of that car with this Phantom.
He needs to get to operas and he's got to phantomize those things.
He doesn't have time to waste in like regular
post-pandemic traffic. Come on.
No.
Drivers in many states can pay a half-day fine for driving solo in the HOV lanes. Kunis's fee wasn't reported, but they generally run well over $100 in New York.
I bet it was $300, $400.
Right. I think they should have knocked off the price of same-day Phantom of the Opera tickets.
Is that still playing? I think that plays
TKTS.
Over.
Nope. It's out there. It's still out there. I know the thought is that nobody will actually check who's in your car. Okay. Yeah. And since so many people these days are wearing full theater masks to combat COVID, why not try it, right? I mean, how many times you walk down the street and you see someone wearing a full theater mask and you're like, thank you for taking care of yourself.
Thank you. I was just at an Eyes Wide Shut party and I need this.
Even though there are nose holes and that's a bad thing. Apparently, authorities say that an officer was driving along the expressway near a Sagtagos Parkway at exit 52 around 7:15 p.m. So it's in the tail end of rush hour.
He's like, okay, it's getting towards dusk.
By the way,
they're not going to know.
If you're a cop, leave this stupid guy alone. It's 7:15. He's not scamming anything. Just
let him and his Jabberwocky friend just go straight to wherever they need to go.
His imaginary theater friend, let them go, please.
In a 2017 Nissan
things are going well
sedan.
For this guy. Do you
He's
understand?
In a rough spot. That's 4 years old already, that car.
If it's some jagoff in a Hummer, fine. Trying to pull that shit. Yeah.
Pull him over.
Kick out a taillight while you're at it.
He can afford $400. This guy's in a Nissan 2017. He can't afford this. It's going to put a dent in his life.
You're going to slag off a guy in an Altima? Come on. Maybe a warning, all right?
Maybe force him to pick up some trash on a highway.
Don't give him a ticket, for Christ's sake. The officer stopped the car and found out that Kunis had attached the mask, the front passenger headset, in an attempt to make it look like there was a passenger in the vehicle with him, which it doesn't look like a passenger.
No,
it just looks like a mask on a headrest. Okay?
Yeah.
He put the mask on the headrest on this one, which to me is like you did a bad job of trying to do your thing, right?
Yeah. You tried to cover up something that was ragged. You did it very cheaply and it got easily found out.
Do you think, here's my question to you, Jay, and I really mean this for real. Do you think that Kunis took the mask off the headrest before the cop got to the driver's side window? Because if you take it off, then you definitely are admitting that only you drove in the carpool lane.
Right. You have one of two things that you're going to admit
to. If you leave it on,
you admit that you're trying to scam the
situation.
If you take it off, then you admit that you're trying to just drive.
I say leave it on and you hope the officer has a good sense of humor and is like, all right, that's a good one. I'll give you a warning.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to leave it attached and live with the consequences.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear the rest of the story after this.
Welcome back to the show, guys. We are back. We're talking about a guy who put a theater mask on a headrest
and attempt to drive through the carpool lane because, yes, traffic is back post-pandemic.
You leave it. This is what we said. Leave it on and deal with the consequences. Dominatrixes go through this process every night down in the dungeon. You leave it on.
Leave it on.
Leave it strapped on, and then you deal with the consequences. Kunis was ticketed for the HOV lane violation in February. Mm-hmm. A California driver who allegedly went all out with a realistic-looking dummy was also ticketed. The dummy wore a plaid shirt, Cleveland Indians baseball cap. That was the problem.
There's your tip off. You're in Southern California.
And a face mask. Who in LA wears Indians gear? And I know it's
if a cop pulls over someone with like a mannequin in the car, they're looking hard to like, they're like, we have some numbers we got to pull in on these tickets.
Listen, the dummy, I saw the picture of this. The dummy was wearing a mask. The dummy in the passenger seat was wearing one too. Hey-o! Listen, okay? You listen to me. I'm happy that the mannequin was in the passenger seat and out driving the car.
Thank you.
The driver did not say that much. California Highway Patrol Officer Rodrigo Jimenez says, neither did the mannequin. Hey-o. Kim Cattrall, on the other hand, would not shut the fuck up about it.
She just keeps going on and on.
So the driver didn't have much to say other than he's been driving with the mannequin and he's been getting away with it for a year and a half. Well, that's not the right thing to say.
No.
You got to be like Andy Pettit on steroids. Look, I did it once. This is the only time I've ever done it. I apologize. Just say this. I'm sorry. Right. I'll never do it again. Traffic is really stressing me out.
Right.
And I've loved the lower levels of traffic that we had in this pandemic time here.
I'm losing my mind. Please
give
me a break.
lower my stress level because
I lost my job, my wife, make some long story.
I don't want to be a stressed out driver. I don't want road rage. What's better than relaxing a driver? And this helped me relax. And I know it's wrong and I apologize. Can I please not have a ticket? All right. He faced a fine of at least $400. By the way, this thing looks so realistic. I don't know how a cop thought that it did not look like a mannequin at all. Mm-hmm. All right. He faced a fine of that. To me, they did not mess around with this guy. That's like one third of the price of a sex doll. You could have got a sex doll for it. You could have gotten a hand job out of this thing. I love that now people are wearing masks. That mannequins, you can use this scam now in the carpool lane. Just mask them up. Like mask put a full gator on. People won't know this.
No.
Gator and sunglasses, no one will know.
None.
Right?
Not at all.
Comes the problem you cut. Here's the thing. When you put on a mask on your dummy and you've got a MAGA bumper sticker, that's going to be because you know they're anti-maskers.
And you're like, it's not going to match up. I'm not going to buy it.
You can't have any type of mask on your fake passenger and an Anthony Fauci lock him up bumper sticker.
You
just can't. Okay.
On the back of the chair. Incongruous.
It's a dead giveaway. Deader than the weekend at Bernie's corpse you tried to get and used to go down the 405 last weekend in rush hour.
That's right.
It's a dead excuse. You can't do it. Mm-hmm. So you got to be smart about it. You got to be smart about how you orchestrate this thing. And that is the only way that you're going to be able to do that sort of thing. I do like that they are updating the new carpool scam. Me too. And it's going to happen in the future. Yeah. It really is. Mm-hmm. Like people are going to put like stuffed animals in baby car seats and just put masks on them.
Oh, yes.
This is the way they're going to do it. And if a cop's really not looking that hard, kudos to the cop who found this dummy because that looked really realistic.
That's some needle in haystack shit.
Exactly. And that is our show, guys. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
We will see you tomorrow.
Second to last one.
Second to last one.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.